So let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room, and here he is, Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I just had a gigantoid sandwich. LeBron James and his entertainment partner over at their company known as Spring Hill, Maverick Carter, are producing a new house party movie, which will revive the Kid and Play legendary comedy franchise that started back in the early 90s, 91, 90, 90, 90. And then they had a couple of sequels after that. Atlanta's Stephen Glover and a guy named Jamal. Donald. No, this is another
Glover. That's his brother.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a writer. And Jamal O'Lory will pen the screenplay. LeBron says this is definitely not a reboot. It's an entirely new look for a classic movie. Everyone I grew up with loved House Party. To partner with this creative team to bring a new House Party to a new generation is unbelievable. Believable. And they say that the soundtrack will be massive, star-studded. They haven't announced any stars of the movie or anything like that. But this is what took our buddy Kid to an all-new level. I mean, launched into the next stratosphere new level. Now, this was in your dark period. That yeah. I do know.
Yeah.
You were not allowed to watch TV or film or listen to music for a 17-year period, of which you can't explain. But this was huge. If you were around at the time and you remember these movies, and especially the first one, then you remember how big it was. But this is pretty cool. The fact that LeBron's taking this on, too. You know it's probably going to be done in the right way. And LeBron says, or at least Maverick Carter says, that when asked whether or not LeBron is going to be a part of it, because LeBron was really good in Trainwreck.
Mm-hmm.
He was very good. Very good. That, yeah, there's a chance that LeBron will be in the movie as well. Did they do the Space Jam remake?
Still I don't think the they. Works. Yeah, they never.
Okay.
Never did it.
Okay.
Big talk.
By the way, in this article as well, they talk about all the basketballers that are currently doing. That are out in Hollywood doing films. Kobe Bryant is an Oscar nominee for a documentary short called Dear Basketball. Forrest Whitaker is producing a documentary about Stephon Marbury's surprising second act as a basketball god in China.
Did you know this was happening?
No. I didn't know Stephon Marbury. Was he playing?
Yeah.
Dude, he's been over there, and yeah, he is a superstar over there.
How old is he?
There's statues of him.
Yeah, he's been over there for years.
It's insane.
How old is the guy?
Late 30s, might be 40.
Like, is his team winning titles and stuff? That's really weird.
Know.
I have no idea he's over there.
40.
I don't know how good his team is or anything like that, but I know that over there, he is bigger than any basketball player here.
I think somebody over there, some Chinese producers, they produced a movie about him, and he starred in it.
Wow. That's
is
awesome.
Is this guy Chinese?
No, Danny, he's not. He's from...
Are you sure?
From New York, I believe. And Steve Nash what? Is producing an untitled feature. And tell me if you don't think this sounds interesting. Leave it to Nashy to do something good. An untitled feature about the rise of ecstasy and the rave culture in Reagan-era Texas. So it's all going to be based right here.
Start Club, bruh.
And but it's not going to be a doc. This is a feature presentation movie. This is going to be a real movie about X in Texas.
Okay.
And man, if you were around...
This sounds like it's made for you, Michael.
No.
As much as you love the 80s.
No, this is made for... your age group.
Yeah,
like,
this doesn't...
A little older than me. I wasn't part of that.
I know, but...
I was on its way. I mean, I was like 17.
Yes, but that's... Like, when my sister used to come to Dallas, in high school and her first year in college in 86.
Yeah.
That's what they would do. They would come over here and X was legal and they would just go to town.
Now this sounds like very late 80s, early 90s.
This would be, I bet you it probably starts in 85.
Really?
Well, that's okay. When it was legal.
All right.
It became illegal, I think, in 88.
Okay.
It didn't take long.
No,
they figured
it didn't.
I remember you could buy it at the gas pipe.
X?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the fact that it was legal. Is Kid on the line?
Yeah, he's pissed.
Man, is he
the
ever.
Gas pipe.
The gas pipe.
Joining
gas
us now, our dearest of dearest old friends, Christopher Kid Reed. Hi,
girl.
Kid.
Look.
Yeah,
what?
So we're sitting
here. What's going on?
We're talking.
The world exploded. The world exploded today.
It did. So, first off, Steve Nash is producing an untitled feature about the rise of ecstasy in Texas. And the second leading story is that LeBron James is doing a reboot of House Party. So
I'm more interested in Steve Nash's picture.
Were you aware of this at all?
Of Steve Nash?
No, of House Party.
Sorry. No. No, come on, Corby. Corby, who I saw in the frigid Minnesota tundra.
You're damn right.
No, you know what? I know. I mean, it's not like they have to ask my permission. I was just an actor in the movie. It's not like I was, anything you do with House Party, you better ask.
It was New Line,
but
right?
But that's how black people feel. Black people feel, but you better talk to Kid about this. It
was New Line, right, that did that?
Yeah. And apparently they're doing it, I mean, from what I understand, they're doing it with New Line now. So, I mean, you know, these people ain't stupid. They, you know, they keep the rights to it. And, you know, my phone started blowing up this morning because, you know, when LeBron James does something, you know, things move. Everybody moves.
All right. So there is no doubt, 100% chance that you guys that you guys are going to be a part of this in some way, whether it's cameo, small, big, you guys will have to be a part of it.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know that.
Yeah,
yes!
You do. Come on, tell us.
I don't know that. Look, Gray Wolf. Who I didn't see.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
What gives here?
The home of the Gray Wolf.
Not only that, all he had to do was walk downstairs from his hotel room. That's all he had to do.
No, way too many black people and rhythms going on down there. The Gray Wolf was not with that.
I am more with black people and rhythms than you realize.
And this is why I was so disappointed. No, but listen, look.
All right, give me a roll of this film, and I'll show you how down with black people and rhythms I am.
He doesn't have control of the film.
He knows who does,
exactly.
Though.
Yes, that I do. And you know what, though? But look, this is the thing. LeBron has been, first of all, he's my favorite player ever. You know what I'm saying? And I know MJ, but LeBron is my favorite player ever. He's the smartest on the court and off the court. He did, years ago, if you remember, he did a State Farm commercial where he did the Kid and Play.
Yep.
With one of his homeboys. So I know he knows us. He respects us. So I don't have any doubt that whatever he's going to do with this, you know, with House Party that I have no control over, he's going to do the right thing. He's going to do something cool. He's going to do something up to date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't worry about that. I mean, you know, it just had my phone blowing up this morning. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because people think you're getting ready to get paid or something.
Yeah, they just, you know, I mean, look, that's the beauty of it, though. I think it's a cool thing that people think that anything that is House Party involved should have Play and I involved. And, you know, yeah, my mind would say that. But, you know, that's. You know, somebody got to make that call. And this is the thing. And this is why I appreciate LeBron, because guess what? House Party is a classic.
True.
And if you trying to attempt to remake a classic, man, that's a thing. You know what I mean? That's a high bar to try to attain. So I appreciate he's trying to do it. I know the writers that he has involved or on board or with that hit show Atlanta.
Yep.
You know that. So I mean, I think they're going to be fine. You know, if my phone rings and they want me to be a part of it in some kind of way, of course I would. Of course we would. But they don't. You know, they don't need us. They, you know, they doing their thing. But the fact that they're trying to do it means that. And I saw a quote from LeBron earlier today at practice. Where, man, you know he loved that movie. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know me.
Yeah.
It's bigger than me. There was so many great people in there. I heard people saying, hey, man, instead of Full Force being the bullies, you know, have Migos. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you could redo it and it would be so fresh. And so, you know, that's what's good. That's what's good about it, though. It's good. Look, it's good being a part of something that people want to even try to remake.
Did you get a producer credit for the second two?
No, Corby. I did not. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, you're asking
Damn
all
it,
kinds
man.
Of great questions.
Well, I thought
here.
For sure that you'd be smart enough to snag a producer credit for that.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what I am snagging. Talking about snagging. I'm snagging that Hyenas in Plano coming up.
Yes.
February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. That's what I'm snagging.
All right, back in town. Just in time for a post-ticket stock celebration.
Yeah, so I'm looking for a prime time hardline spot.
Well, you got it right now.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah, this is it.
Jesus.
All right, here's what you got to do.
All right.
You got to get me and Donovan in that film singing Regulate in one of the party scenes.
What are you doing?
Let me tell you something, Grey Wolf. Let me tell you something. Grey Wolf, the man that built this city.
Talk to me.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Trust me. If LeBron calls me and says they want us to be a part of this movie any kind of way, you're in it. You're going to be right by my side.
All right. I'll be your boy, man. I will be your
boy. It doesn't matter, okay? For all the P1s. Right, we're gonna get. Trust me, I'll get all you dudes in there. Corby, Mike, Donovan, all the hard lines. Like, you know everybody. Dan, Mike, even the musers. There'll be a quiet part. We put them in there early in the movie.
All right, dude. Well, look, we got to go. We love you. We appreciate it. We're glad this movie's coming back in whatever way.
You're the
way.
Best, man.
All right.
We'll see you here in a few weeks.
Hyenas, Plano.
Hyenas. Plano. February. Look it up.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Right. They're doing a new House Party movie. I'm in Hyenas and Plano. Let's go.
All right. There he goes. That's a great kid.
Wow. There ain't no doubt.
The man is incredible.
AF.
All right, that is entertainment news.
Man.